WESA celebrates 90 neighborhoods, 90 good stories, a weekly series about people who make the place they live a better place to live. Made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine.
A Penn Avenue storefront in Pittsburgh's Garfield neighborhood is home to Boom Concepts, a workspace and art gallery founded by online magazine publisher Thomas Agnew and his co-founder, Daryl Kinsel. Agnew tells 90.5 WESA's Elaine Effort the venture serves as a showcase for up-and-coming artists.
We work with a lot of young and older individuals to present a different series of exhibitions every month. And we also provide professional development help, artist development help.
Such as what?
Outside of us just what we normally do, we post the events on our social media, send an email blast out. We try to talk to them about different ways that they can promote and connect with different individuals. We try to give them access to some of the people that we have. And, people that we are connected to are also trying to see different things that's going on in the space. So I think having that network and teaching others how to, build a network and connect with people also helps them out in the long run. We've had a lot of different music type of showcases where we try to connect people with the right folks to kind of make a move, really trying to help them out. And their outreach is the biggest part. We could just say, oh, we're renting a space and pay us the money and that's it. You know what I mean? But we try to at least be on them, like, hey, do you have a flyer? Are you sending out a press release? Where are you posting these things at? Are you going out in the community and other parts of the community and talking to other individuals, other artists, and trying to bring them in? Are you really utilizing your network instead of just saying, hey, we're throwing an event and wait until the event and the event happens? So we try to do a lot of different small professional development pieces to help the artists out.
How do you help young artists?
We just want to see everybody be successful, so I think just being able to utilize our network, utilize our skill set, try to pass that down, because just holding on to those things doesn't matter at the end of the day. You got to pass that off, trying to help the youth. So I think I've seen a spike in the youth being able to kind of just change their ways, be more business-minded, be more successful in the ways that they wanted to do. Start going after grants. That was the same thing about me. I didn't know about grants, but now I'm passing that information down to other people. Like, hey, go grab these grants that are available. We're trying to make sure that there's an opportunity for all to go out in the world and make money off of, their skill set, their creativity. So when there's call for artists for certain things, we make sure that we tell our network, hey, you need to be checking out these call for artists. You need to let them know that you're out here. You need to let them know that you are creative and you deserve to be picked also.
After 5 years, are you where you thought you would be in connection with this project?
Going from a workspace to what we are now, we're still a workspace. I still work out of here every day almost, and being able to get that work done, but also having that other component of being able to help other individuals. Yeah, it's been great.
Thomas Agnew, co-founder of Boom Concepts. Thank you for taking time to do this interview.
Thank you.
Who's making a difference in your neighborhood? Share your suggestion for our series WESA Celebrates 90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories at WESA.FM/90. Made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine.